Yes.
That's how I get to places on time. I apologize for that. I want to thank you all for being here. I am calling the meeting to order. For those of you who do not know who I am, I'm Nancy Carson. Reasonably much. I would like to, first of all, have people go around and identify themselves who is here. And as the very first thing, so if you want to start, Tom.
Tom Hall. I'm the Executive Director of Facilities Planning Development for the district.
Court Inc. Foundation Representative. Dan Schwartz, Taxpayer Representative.
Dallas Smith, Pierce College Representative.
Lisa K. Maxson, allegedly for Citizens Seniors.
Marv Hoffman, Henry Porter.
Well, this is Ms. Green. She's our secretary today. We've been loaned her from the Board of Trustees. I thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Henry Porter, LA Southwest.
Lloyd Silverstein, Build LACC Program Director.
Todd Cozzolino, Build LACC Construction.
Mona Garber, Build LACCD Compliance Manager.
Maya Senegi, Build LACC.
Gisali, President, West LA College.
Marlon Johnson, Facilities Planning LACCD.
Steve Springer, Public Affairs.
Lydia Gutierrez, candidate for Community College Board.
Before Gutierrez, Randy Camps Coalition.
Mark Hilton, KPMG.
Chris Ray, KPMG.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Chris Ray with KPMG.
Okay.
Christine Mattis, Inspector General.
Thank you all. The first thing I want to comment on, many of you are coming to the end of your term. Some of you may have only one more meeting to be attending. I truly want to thank you for your service, our time with some of you. This is your last meeting. I'd like to go through and let people know who's there. Philip Cohen, who is not here today, he has chosen to only do a two-year term and not to renew. The last meeting is in November, I believe. October.
October.
Yeah, her last meeting will be October. Her term is up November 1. He has one more meeting, and I want to thank you for your 4 years of service. Reggie is not here, and he served as the previous president, and he is coming to the end of his term. And I thank you very much for his service. Von Chan from Mission College is also coming to the end of being termed out, and she will not be serving. Her last meeting actually was the last meeting. And that's it. So we are going to see a major change of members over the colleges or whatever you need to remind, although the chancellor is going to do that. The presidents have to make new recommendations, and they have to go to the board before they can serve on the committee approved by the board. Same thing for the community people. So it would be best if we don't sit with empty slots. Is part of the concern, so just kind of the anticipation.
Listen, before we go on to the, I think the next item would be public speakers.
I was going to make one more other announcement, but I'll
come
back to you.
The
other thing is that the Board of Trustees is inspecting the Chancellor until after 1 o'clock. Therefore, the latter items on the agenda. I would like to change their order unless anybody disapproves. We're number 11. I would like to make 8. That do the dashboard report, followed by the Inspector General's report, KPMG, and the Chancellor update. We're just switching that last end to so that Chancellor can be here to hear the reports.
Well, okay.
Nancy, I have a technical question about vacancy. To have a quorum, are we required to have a majority of the filled seats, or can we be in danger of filled quickly?
This is what I just asked Ann as I was looking at the numbers of people here. And if they've not been filled,
right,
we don't have to count them.
Right, the majority of the seated members.
The seated members. Filled, they haven't resigned, they're just choosing not to be here, I have to count them.
Okay.
Little Robert's Rules. It's a very boring reading.
Okay, Nancy, I'm getting
yes,
back.
Yes, Lisa.
I wanted to...
Is there any part, first of all, yes, is there any part that disapproves of me doing... Oh, Tom asked me to scramble up KPMG report to where?
To move it above the Inspector General.
Oh, before the Inspector General. So it will be 10, Inspector General will be 11.
Peter, are we going to discuss the state audit report?
I think we're not. The chancellor is going to be bringing that
in. Yeah, but you have 10 minutes. Is 10 minutes sufficient to...
My feeling is that that could be a topic for the next one after all of us have read carefully all of the formal readings on it and everything else.
Okay.
And so we're aware of it. When we were preparing the agenda, it hadn't come out to us yet. And so I think there's probably... It needs to be a good time, unless there's anybody who's very unhappy with that.
As I say, the dashboard report generally could be towards the end.
Yeah, part of it is I need to bump back to get...
To bind time?
Well, something like that.
Okay. There is an update, so I wanted to cover that.
There is an update, which is, and he has some new perspectives, new handouts on things.
Would you like to make a motion to take the agenda out of order?
Excuse me, it is difficult to hear down here.
I'm sorry, I'll try to yell.
That she just said.
She asked if I needed a motion, and I, one who doesn't approve, I would like to make these changes on the agenda to accommodate the chancellor. And then I asked, is there anyone who disapproves? And I saw no negatives. Sure, it's not no questions.
Does this take any sort of special software? Is it just Adobe?
They're PDFs, aren't they?
They're all PDFs?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Okay, and thank you very much, Lori Lynn, for the address.
I guess that's it.
Okay. Somebody keep me, is the timekeeper?
I have some agenda.
Oh, I know, more handouts. Are we ready? Did we just start one more?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that's why I couldn't run. I thought it was so important.
Five minutes. Okay. My name is Lori Gutierrez, and I'm with the Vandy Camps Coalition. And yes, we're here again. And I'm glad Issa Kay brought up the fact of the controller's audit and why it was not on the agenda. And I'll direct you to page 2 if you go to the website right here. Oversight by the city is passive, perfunctory, and ineffective. To me, I think this should have been on the agenda since the audit came out on August. This district allowing you to remain passive, perfunctory, and ineffective. You owe this to the taxpayers. You do not owe this to the district. We have been asking questions. And no, we will not forget about Vandy Camps, and we will not bury it. Documents that they're hiding under because the litigation is under, because Vandy Camps is under litigation, they don't have the right to release the documents. They are wrong. So it is up to you to urge this district to release what went on at Vandy Camps. In the controller's press release, he cites Vandy Camps being used and built for $86 million, and you have no plan for it. Have any of you done a surprise visit over there to notice that it's a virtual ghost? Right now, they're ripping out the parking lot, and they're putting in the solar panels. We were told that this was approved 3 years before the district decided to take it over. Yes, they took it over. LACC did not give it back to the district. There are documents, and what is this district hiding? So, no, they cannot give up until the district attorney, the civil grand jury, the federal government, we will keep knocking. And we knocked on Controller Chang's door, and he opened that door. This is what you've got. So read it. It's very enlightening. Everything that we have told you has come true. We did not lie. There's no reason for us to lie. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Lydia Gutierrez, and I am not related to Ms. Gutierrez over here, but I was a candidate for Rampton. And I am saddened to hear that some of you may not have read the report, the audit report, some of the people in this room. And and then finding number four, the Citizens Oversight Committee, the purpose of the Citizens Oversight Committee is to provide accountability, transparency, and over bond expenditures. As stated in our, there was no transparency as the district of the Oversight Committee failed for 7 years to issue statutory required reports. The one report that was released was in 2010 was virtually meaningless. As for the accountability, we reviewed the minutes that you provided with your response. Our review of those additional minutes found that the oversight review to be precautionary, or at best, there is no evidence to suggest that the committee had engaged in any of the bond expenditures as stated in the educational code. As you know, we have had building it reported.
I'm sorry, I can't
hear I'm you. Sorry, we have had buildings that didn't even have the roofs attached, that was completely finished, nothing was reported. We had water heaters overturned that were upside down. We have at the LA campus, six laps that were supposed to be professional and eight laps, and nothing was reported. In 10 years, there has been major injuries to our students, and none of this committee has done anything. By La Vista, you've been selected by La Vista for his agenda. It will be revealed. I will be submitting every single person to this committee's name for investigation and your relationship with La Vista and your lack of response of nothing being done. It's all documented by the state. Thank you.
Thank you. You started.
Lydia, again.
You know, I really don't like coming and having to say negative things. I've gotten good at it. E. Jackson, after all this time, okay. And
so the people in the room.
It's called a note taker.
Oh, okay, because I did it earlier. Okay. I know you must have read, or some of you read, you've seen at least some of the stories. You weren't at those meetings, though, and I can't imagine why you wouldn't go to those meetings. I'm not even on a committee, and I go to things. You guys have less interest in seeing what's going on, and to an occasional meeting, you'd have a better idea. They sure aren't going to tell you anything. I sat across the street this morning, and I listened to a faction of the board fight with another faction of the board whether La Vista was going to be able to do things my way. There are other people are with, we have to have some oversight. Remember your request to have some kind of knowledge about what his committee was doing? Vista believes, I think, in the imperial chance by the people, who some of whom aren't on the board anymore, to help them keep things in the dark. We were tipped off by one of the highest placed people in the district. We have been the most honest brokers to truth time and again. And it is proven out time and again and again. And yet, Ms. Your chair treats us with disdain, as she treats most of you, I think. I think she should be asked to resign. She has been a failure. She is financially supported by her past association with this district. I do not think any employee or former employee of this district should be the chair of this board. It's a citizen. Look at what's happened now. I didn't want to see. I mean, some of you I know and like, and I know you've tried, but Camille Gillet's put her iron fist on you. Larry Eisen, and you let her, because you could have stood up and said, well, the rest of you will have to vote me down. At least you go on record, you know, and people know. But the iron fist of Camille Gillet has to go. She is anti-transparency. She has given horrible advice to this district over and over, and that's how you've ended up here. And then you find out we're telling the truth. But every time we come here, it's like a new day. Oh, we don't know if they tell the truth or not. You know, there's a few of you that have kind of gotten the wind of that. I didn't want you to see yourself fall, and some of you weren't there then. Had you all taken what we said seriously and at least looked into it deeply for yourselves? If we, who are just citizens, could look into it that deeply, surely some of you could have, ever, except Lisa, took us up on it very much. And so here you are. Here you are. I don't know how to save people who won't be saved. The letter.
In the back.
In the back. The best person for this one. I don't know what it is. We have written a letter to the DA, to the Attorney General, and to the grand jury calling for an investigation. You will all be part of that investigation. And those of you who know, please, it wasn't no problem. You just tell them what. District is still trying to stop any independent investigation. They're trying to stop it. They're over there pointing their own little committee to look into it, putting Mona Field, who's one of the main people to be looked into, on the committee to look into it. And then they took a beating for it this morning in the LA Times. They took a beating for it. What are they hiding? What are they hiding that they're willing to take these kind of beatings? They know. I don't know all of it. I know to ask yourself, would it release the Capstone report to the auditor? Has nothing to do with Van, or maybe a little. Didn't release Vandekamp figures. What are they hiding at Vandekamp's? That is what they're hiding. That's what they won't let anybody see. Puts a big red flag there, as the auditor said. Auditor, when he made his report, used Vandekamp's as the poster child for this.
I'm volunteering for public comment.
Okay, wait a minute. Thank you very much, Vicki. Pardon me?
John Walsh.
John Walsh.
Sorry, it's least one.
Public comment.
Public comment. Are you ready?
Yes, whenever you wish to start.
John Walsh. First time I spoke into public comment was in Berkeley, 1971, 40 years ago. 40 years ago. Go to our website. Mickey and I have a website. You want to see the Playboy Club? A couple years ago, go to Hollywood Highlands, HIGHLANDS.org, and now go to Mickey's Point of View, and you will see us of your IG. This agency, you know, I'm a Jew. My name isn't Jewish, but I'm a Jew. And, you know, they had a prison camp called Theresienstadt. That was politically correct prison camp. And they had a group just like you at Theresienstadt. And they got up and said, things are wonderful here in the concentration camp. And guess who picked all the people at the Theresienstadt camp? Like a rat? Now, I'm not saying you're all corrupt.
You're
up here.
Beginning to be borderline overly offensive.
And that is what my great-grandfather did. You have no right under the law to say, my great-grandfather, no, the black man didn't give a damn whether you think I'm offensive.
Excuse me, sir.
How dare you heckle me? You are heckling me. What is your name?
Excuse me, sir. I would like you to refrain from profanity.
Name the profanity I used.
Sir, yeah. Get him out. Yeah.
No. Are you having me arrested?
I didn't call him.
He didn't call him.
Revolutionary War.
The Murphys fought in the Revolutionary War for one reason, that I could be offensive. And they also, the word damn, you hear on, how about the kiddie porn that was found on a computer of one of the mayor's appointees? Maybe you should be worried about that.
I am.
Maybe you should be worried. I'm telling you right now, like a rat caught in a trap to escape, people are going to prison, and this little blue ribbon committee, I'm offensive. Take the rest of your time, and you know where to put it.
Thank you. Any more? In my opening comments, I failed to speak about Harvey Berg, who resigned a month ago or so and is not here. And he has served well along the way, and I meant to include him. I'm not there. And the other thing that I forgot, I'm going to be trying to attend when I can, and there's a board meeting right now, so that's why they're not here. would be Steve Varies as well as Mona Field. And so you may see them here in the room. Minutes. Do I have a motion for approval?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Aye.
All those opposed?
Abstain. I abstain. I was not here.
Okay. Three abstaining because they were not present when that meeting was on. Sir, any, yes.
Do I have to know who abstained for the minutes?
Please fill out this so that it can help the secretary get the minutes correct. I will have the minutes as being approved as submitted.
Anyone else need to sign in from the committee?
I hope so. There's
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay, we're here. Okay. Elliot is not here. Trying to put together data, looking at the reviews that have come down from Controller, as well as from the others, and hopefully we will have an annual report out, a draft of an annual report. We got sidetracked with the motions that are going to be looked at this meeting and some other things because the committee's, it's hard. So the annual report, it is the intention that it will be as a draft submitted to the committee early in September and hopefully will be voted for our next meeting, which is November. It does have to be approved by the committee before we can publish it. We were waiting for the reports to come in before we wrote it, and the reports had not come in. I'm still missing one other one that I'm looking at. The committee, on the committee, please let me know. We cannot have more than 7, and right now it's got Axelban, myself, Courtney, Schwartz, and Richard Slauson.
Is Rachel on?
Rachel is on it, but I don't know whether he's backing off since he's going to be retiring or not. I would hope that he's not. He's on it so that there's not any. If anyone else wants to be, we can negotiate who else is there. It's really volunteer and it's timely, so it's up to you. We're going to try to we'll respond to the evaluations that have come up, as well as try to bring up to date all of the what's going on in the construction in it, and I'm trying to think of what else we were working on at that time. Some motions were submitted to me by a committee that was headed by Richard Slauson. It had varying members depending on who was available on a given day to meet. Open up the topic. You got it as a report from the volunteers serving on the advisory subcommittee. And we would like, because we want to do some housekeeping, and we felt we needed to have some formalization of those housekeeping pieces, major house right now. The committee that worked on it, not everyone was there at all of the time, was Richard, his chair, Elliot Axelban, David Rattray, Daniel Schwartz, Bob Courtney, myself, and Tom acted as resource. If there's typos in this, just tell me. I was the secretary because we do not have secretarial support per se. So I got left to do it. That's the job of the chair. And I don't mind. Any motion, I will give the chairman of the committee to do it. If it is a motions from a committee, it does not require a second. In my understanding of Robert's rules. So, Richard.
Thank you. Last oversight committee meeting in generalities about these motions is really the design and the direction was to provide much more community, the Board of Trustees and as well the facilities division of the LA Community College District. And after a review,
been a discussion. We made reviewed again at subsequent meetings. We also had a meeting with the chancellor, two of the board of trustees members, to discuss in generalities how we open up that communication and how we detail what this committee needs for ongoing oversight. What we're trying to do is simply to have a much more in-depth review of what is approved by the district, changes in the original college master plans, and approval or recommendation from this committee for any major changes that might be affected in the future. So with that, unless someone has any questions, I'll go through these motions and take them one by one and ask for a motion for approval.
These are the motions. Right. I need to ask if people want to make minor changes.
Well, I think the proper motion may be that the motion would be to approve motion number one.
Okay. Proper action.
Right.
Okay, the rationale for number one is to spread out input, become very powerful. And I don't happen to be that kind of chair. And so this was meant to have an executive committee that there are several people participating and doing agendas, writing the report and things like this. And this is where it came from. That would be a formalized thing rather than one to say approve this or not approve.
And that's the organizational motion, the one that does not have a number.
I just wonder if you should read it also.
Right.
It's official.
Yeah, we're going to read each one of these into the minutes.
The first one is, in order to establish an effective and better informed district oversights committee, and I'm using DCOC for that from now on, it is moved by the advisory DCOC create an executive subcommittee consisting of the DCOC chairperson, vice chairperson, chairperson of the advisory subcommittee or alternate, and at least one other selected at large from the DCOC. This committee will be tasked by the chairperson of the DCOC or if available to prepare DCOC agendas, annual reports, and prepare other reports and documents to support the efficient working of DCOC. All those that would approve this, or is there any discussion of this motion?
I'd like to ask of these motions about this subcommittee. Will this subcommittee be in any way able to overcome what is obviously a very serious...
It is the intention that they will, that they indeed will be able to get those documents. When Richard and I met with President Santiago of the board, and part of that discussion is that we feel that we need better access to what's going on, better access to their committees when they are meeting, the board committees, and some of the other things. And that would be the intention of that, that we indeed can get information and bring it back here. But that's later in the motion. Let's deal with the first motion, which has to do with an executive subcommittee. Is there any discussion on that?
I just wonder how practical this is in terms of time commitments and so forth, the effectiveness of it. It's fine to do things, but to do them if we really don't have the foundation to where people are committed, everybody here on a volunteer basis.
That's true.
When you're going to meet, how often you're going to meet, how you're going to disseminate the information. And so.
Part of this has been that in the past, because we're volunteers and because we only meet every couple of months, mm-hmm. oftentimes a whole lot of responsibilities got dumped on one person because we don't have staff, we don't have budget, we don't have an ability to regroup groups. So this is trying to do things like the agenda. Just put that together with greater input. The annual report. The annual report's a lot of work, and it can't just get dumped on one person. So does this work? We don't know yet, but it's probably going to work better than what we've been doing, trying to get a tremendous amount of professional work out of people who have other lives.
Anyway, the intent was good to try. It's what we have now is not working well.
Well, I don't want to be sarcastic.
Could you acknowledge the...
I don't know if it is appropriate to acknowledge her.
I think it's very appropriate for the community to put in.
It is not appropriate.
We did that already.
It is not appropriate.
Why?
It is not a committee, and discussions on the agenda item is restricted to the people on this committee.
Well, I've been
Noah, the Brown Act, according to the Brown Act. That is completely untrue, according to the Brown Act.
Yeah, I've been
public comment. The public has the right to speak on any subject, including those that are on the agenda. It does not provide for opportunities to discuss or enter into the deliberations of a committee.
Shall I call it up on the website and
go ahead. You can do what you want to do.
It is the law. I don't like to see the law broken again here.
It's not the law. The Brown Act isn't all the law.
You are under the Brown Act.
You're going to just have it.
You have to obey it, right or wrong.
Chair the meeting.
My concern has to do with time, and I think if your comment is pertinent to this, you have 1 minute.
Very quick,
because you've already had your public comment.
You volunteers, and it does take due diligence on your part as volunteer. That's number one. Number two, when Larry Eisenberg was fired, which I called for his firing, which was done.
What has this to do with the motion under discussion?
They called for the Blue Ribbon Committee to say that there will be more investigation. When John Chang called for an ad hoc committee,
what has this to do with the motion under discussion?
There have been more committees created. There have been more committees created. I just give you a warning. And I like the discussion of, is this going to be effective? And I just hope that this will really be an active committee. Because, like you said, you are volunteers.
We've heard your positive comments. Thank you. Now, there is a motion on the table.
It's interesting. I was interrupted.
Was there any other discussion or comments from the people at the table? All those in favor of this motion?
Aye.
Not for the motion of that.
I have to abstain. No,
you didn't read it when it came through the mail. Okay, so there's one abstain. All those against?
You will do it. I'm
going
to
have this discussion now.
Thank you.
You told me to look it up. I did.
No, you looked it up for yourself.
Richard, this first motion has carried. Do you want to continue?
The resolution has been
Okay, under communication motions, motion number one, do you want me to read them? Or you?
I thought that was motion number one.
This is the organizational motion. And now this is a group of motions that all have to advisory over the committee.
Two committees, an executive committee.
This establishes the committee and its structure. Do you want me to read? Yes?
Yeah, let me do the rationale for what we're trying to do. More effective communication with the Chancellor, the District Board of Trustees. The following motions were put in there of the advisory subcommittee. And from now, Richard will take charge of that.
Okay, motion number one is, it is moved that the volunteers from the DCOC called the advisory subcommittee. The volunteers shall be appointed to the subcommittee by the DCOC chairperson or designee during a regular meeting of the DCOC. Maximum size of the committee, of the subcommittee shall be 7 members or less than a quorum, whichever is less. The primary purpose of the committee shall be DCOC, bring back findings, make recommendations to the DCOC, and serve as a DCOC advisory group.
What is the size of our quorum now?
The size of our quorum is 8.
It's 8?
8.
It's 50% of.
Is there any discussion on this motion? Remember, this you people voted essentially for this committee in April. This is just formalizing it in general. All those in favor of this motion?
Aye.
All of those abstaining? I'll ask them. And all of those against?
I think abstain on all of them until I get some up to speed.
Do we have a vote?
Well, abstaining doesn't.
We want to make sure.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Oh, she's stepped out her own.
But we have 9.
But we have 9.
We still have 9.
We still have 8 then.
9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Perfect.
We got 8, so you still have 4.
Again, where was that there? All those in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Yeah. All of those against?
Yeah.
No. All of those abstaining? One. Okay, it is passed. It is approved. Okay, motion two.
Motion two. It is moved that the members of the LACCD Board of Trustees or representatives thereof and the Chancellor to establish a method by which the DCOC shall communicate their recommendations on proposed or adopted bond expenditures and major changes of the LACCD Community College's construction plans. Further, these recommendations shall reflect a majority vote of the writing to the Board of Trustees by the DCOC chairperson or vice chairperson, along with supporting documentation as necessary.
My question on this motion is, will the recommendations be voted on in full board?
That is the intent. Nothing should be coming. The subcommittee only makes recommendations to the DCOC. It does not make policy. And it has to be approved by them. All those in favor of this all those in favor of this motion?
Aye.
All those against? All those abstaining? Okay.
Motion three.
Motion two is passed.
It is moved that a mechanism be established between the advisory committee and the district so that members of the DCOC have the ability to review the current allocated construction stations to the district to create a comprehensive baseline database. The DCOC shall be advised by the district of significant changes of construction costs, schedules, or plans for review of the DCOC. From this information, the trustees related to the significant changes in writing and or presentations to the Board of Trustees and post the recommendations on the appropriate LACCD website.
My question is the intent of this committee going to have a good relationship with the Inspector General's office also?
We would hope to have a policy that we need to work with as well as the public, yes.
Okay. So
it's not to be meant to be confronting, it's meant to be facilitating.
So and this committee will engage in all avenues, not only the board members and the chancellor.
The board is the one that approves conditions, and that's why it is worded that way. We can't make district policy. We can only recommend district policy.
I understand that.
Okay. And as I say, we're trying very hard to establish, yes.
Yeah, just hitchhiking on what Marvin said there, this is a big task, what you just laid out there. I think it's really great to just say, isn't that neat and all that, but I don't know how even an advisory committee could handle that task. I mean, that's a full-time job to stay on top of all that kind of stuff. And I personally, that I get from the operating entities in giving us the feedback we need to make our job efficient in doing that, because that's like summary work, but we need the details, and I just don't think we get the details.
I don't know that we have exactly how this works totally worked out. I think Chancellor List's suggestion that we get more involved with the decisions that the board is making so we understand what's going on. But based on the way a voluntary citizens oversight committee is structured, we pretty much rely on independent the construction group, the IG, our accountants, various other people. I don't think we'll ever be able to put ourselves in a position of being a super IG. Most of us don't have the technical knowledge to do that. We're going to have to rely on people's goodwill to tell us what's going on.
And construct our questions in a way that we are getting answers rather than not doing
the construction people from build to give us, instead of what's good that's going on, give us the problems, the exceptions, where are the issues. I think most of what's the other side of it. And we've been told that that's going to be the new approach.
When the subcommittee was working on these motions, we were aware that this could be a tremendous amount of work. It would be... I don't know if that's not the right word. We would hope that we would get the information we want from the facilities committee,
from what the board does. There's a member on this committee from each college that is representing. I'm going to be honest, if I'm involved with Motion 3, that I am going to ask the people that sit on those colleges' oversight committee to bring meaningful reports of what's going on at your college and what's there. We sit on a college's oversight committee. That's why I'm on this committee. And I know what's going on there very well when we meet. They've met for a while. But I think that's part of this. One of our data, other functions to a degree. Yes?
Nancy, you know, as an acid test of this motion, you know, I hate to create something controversial, but I'd like to test it against the Vandekamp issue. And I thank God, because the public did come forward, that I hear about it. I've only been on this for 2 years. And I appreciate their input for the record. But I don't see how this motion would have uncovered, nor would the build group have given us the information about the problem, or have the ability, for some reason, to present us with problems. All we hear about is pretty pictures. And I think that I think we need to know there's a problem unless we have something else to tell us. We can't go out looking for problems. It's like cops looking for crooks.
We can
offer.
We can visit campuses and see
what's going on. Yeah, but we're not qualified to do this.
And he's talking about this.
I sat on the advisory committee, on this committee, you know, for 4 years at the beginning.
Okay.
And it's important, I think, for this committee is, can it expend funds? Okay. And we faced the issue that we wanted an independent audit and of the construction projects. And we, at that time, the trustees did not want to spend the $60,000 for an audit. They, you know, overvote that. And we did get the audit, okay? And we had an independent engineering firm from Chicago do the audit and give us a report. But it cost $60,000. Does this committee, is the committee going to have the authority to bring in those type of experts to do, if you undertook, okay, can you get the energy forces to do the investigation?
This motion, hopefully, we're trying something new. I can't tell you what's going to be the, you know, guarantee an absolute outcome. The committees that worked on it, we were looking more effective in our function as oversight.
The short answer, though, is no, we don't have a budget.
Well,
we could ask the district for funds to do it,
or ask them that.
But we do not have an independent budget.
Well, Bob says it's correct. In other words, if you uncover probability, deeper investigation. I'm not a construction engineer, okay? It's beyond, I believe, all of our capacities to ferret out those kinds of things.
Well, I don't think we're trying to do that. We're not another IG. We have communications with the district board to listen to what is being brought to them. We do not have the ability, the budget, or the technical knowledge to go out to campuses and find out whether or not there's roof problems.
I think the motion should in such that you would request funds to do detailed investigations if necessary.
You have that already under state this Prop 39 requirements.
Okay.
The district is bound to expend the dollars needed to provide this committee with the information that it needs to make
so
the proper recommendations.
Have the means, and what we're trying to set up the communication so indeed we can ask for it and get it, because right now it has not been formalized, other than people sit in the meeting and disappear and never tell us what they heard.
Okay.
Well, another question then. So we have heard from the community, because you know I've been on this Vandekamp issue, because I was part of the coalition on Duquesne. I was constantly ignored. Why should I assume that the next move is going to show more sensitivity and awareness of doing something? Why does that lawsuit sit there? Why aren't
we aren't involved in the lawsuit?
Let me just finish my point.
We can't.
The ones we should be dealing with, from my perspective. Other than that, I don't see what the purpose of the committee is. But it sits in a lawsuit which the community has to make. Well, let them.
I don't know what that. Tell me how this works. What is the motion?
Because you are wrangling with a whole thing, with this thing, listening to the trustees. I don't assume they're going to be any more honest than they were before.
Well, actually, we are going to insist they respond because it will be put on the website and it will be public information. And that's a piece of this motion that says recommendations we make will be on the website and will be publicized. It will come out in our minutes, which are public documents. I talked to Santiago and Park yesterday and whatnot when we were talking to them, Richard and I. They were very agreeable that we will communicate, that we will be invited to their committees, that we will indeed tell or listen to Richard or listen to Courtney. But at least we have now set up a way of doing it, if we can. But we need your approval to do it.
Well, if you have the ability to invoke funds, I mean, this is the right
Let me clarify one thing, what invoke funds means. I mean, we request the funds.
Right, I understand.
If the board does not
give it to you,
it,
right to ask.
But then they would be in violation of Prop 39.
Then you've done your documented it and everything's cool.
And it's public information.
What I'm concerned about is that in the motion that you've made and what this gentleman has brought out about doing additional investigation, that's why Inspector General was hired, was to be able to provide you.
And that is one of our sources.
That person has not been doing it because of the type of questions you're asking.
We will see how well we can make it effective. No motion is nothing. A motion is something.
I'm uncomfortable with this idea that what we're trying to do here, what we're trying to do here is to get ourselves more involved in a continuing open communication with the board, understanding what they're understanding, and strictly advisory on our part, having input to the people who are voting and making decisions about what we think is happening or not happening, based on the information that they have. We are not going to go out if they say, we're going to do this at a campus, and we're not going to open doors and try to find lumps under rugs and things like that, like a construction investigator, or like the IG, or somebody else. We do not have that ability, and I don't think we have the time to do that.
That's what, in response to that.
Listening to all this, I'm thinking, well, what do I need? I need information. Proper information so I can ask the right questions to find out what things mean and if we are doing what we're supposed to be doing. For example, the Fanny Camp issue was already going on, but when I first heard about it at a meeting, I said, oh, well, what does this mean? Well, we can't talk about it. We can't talk about it. So I'm on this committee, but if I were out in public and someone asked me about what that means, something's wrong with that. I don't know what it is, but there's something wrong with that.
This motion is...
The litigation came over the fan.
But wait a minute. I know I don't want to get into a discussion about Vandy camps. But my whole point is someone could have said what it is, and this is so much that you can know about it, whatever. I had nothing but from what I heard from other people. Now, that's one thing. It's what you can find out, and it's not an investigatory thing. But what it is a situation I'm making decisions, and I need accurate until it was proven some way that it's not accurate. We have minutes that will substantiate certain things. If we're asking for something, someone says, no, it's in the minutes and all that. So that the other thing I have a problem with is the continuity. When I first came, it started out like four times a year or something. And so that's not a lot for all of this that we're talking about.
Absolutely.
Keep understanding from one meeting to the next what that means. So now we decided we're going to meet every other month, if that's what I remember from our last thing. Is that enough? Should it be monthly? Should it be committees? And you come to this meeting, we meet for maybe an hour and a half, and there's 5 minutes for this and 5 minutes for that on the agenda. I looked at it one time in a... these big issues, 5 minutes.
Okay, Donna, tell me how this goes to the motion. I think
voting on it, and the words look fine. That looks good. But I'm not quite sure what it means in implementation. And in practice, things in theory sound good, but sometimes in practice they don't work. And I understand it's a step to get beyond what does. That's great. But
if it doesn't?
Well, what it really does is set up a whole structure that wasn't there. a structure of correspondence with the Board of Trustees on a regular basis. If there are major change, what we're looking for, as was stated, we're reestablishing a baseline of where the, and then work forward from there. Any major changes, any redirection, elimination of projects, possibly. Those details haven't been exactly worked out yet, but these are the implementation motions that would lead us to the subcommittee or the full committee deciding on what kind of correspondence, have that information before the meeting to make a educated decision at the meeting. That you would get a package of what's going to be discussed under not just a one-page agenda, but background documentation on what's going to be discussed so that you have presented to you, not just a short discussion at the meeting.
Okay, so then, therefore, this is a big, as everyone has said, a big task for whoever is doing all of this. Okay, so when we have these meetings, so does that mean these meetings will be still every other month or monthly, or longer than they are? These subcommittees are doing, if we get to this meeting, and you're going to ask and discuss this with people who weren't at your subcommittee meeting and read it, to me that's going to mean these meetings are longer or more often necessary.
That's to be determined, really.
That's to be determined, and my feeling is this committee can indeed decide how much time it needs to do its work.
In that whole paragraph, I think we should be demanding information. We should be
the committee can do that.
Highlighting problems, but that we smell or see, demanding reports from the build group, and getting them really for investigation. Otherwise, we could put ourselves back into a situation where some kind of a fall guy for someone to say, oh, you didn't investigate it, so therefore, gee, it doesn't exist.
Well, and I think that this motion that said we want to get that information is a failure then? Do you want to table this motion? Do you want me to take it to vote? I mean, my feeling is right now we don't have a structure. If this structure doesn't work, the subcommittee can come back and come in with another structure. The world is not defined and in concrete after what we do today.
We're still on motion three.
We're on motion three.
There's not a word about investigation. Everybody else brought that up.
But it's not in there.
I keep saying investigation is not in there.
Right.
And there's a reason why it's not in there.
Oh, investigation is not in there.
Oh,
there
I thought
we have
that
sources
from
others.
I don't have it in front of me. I'm sorry.
If there's no other comment, can I
ask
how many are
Laura
in
Lynn,
favor
another
of, in favor of this motion? One, two, three, four. How many are up? Five. How many are opposed? One is opposed. How many abstain? Two are abstain. Majority has it. Anybody is welcome to work on it. Motion four.
I should say something from my experience before I go on. I was on another oversight committee for 12 years. And this does sound like a lot of work, because you're going from not doing a lot of work, to be honest, in reviewing everything, because they weren't given a lot of information to review. Nothing wrong with what the committee did. You came to the meetings, you reviewed what was given to you.
Right.
The problem is under state law, these committees have an oversight obligation to review information. And it's coming for you to do the job that you volunteered to do. Then a recommendation to the board should be made saying that we are not getting the information that we need to review this, and put it on record in writing. Going to is to try to open up that communication that didn't exist, and it's going to create a lot more work for this committee to do, either on a subcommittee level or in preparation for these oversight committees.
Well, I think before is I'm not opposed to the work. I'm not opposed to any of that. What I'm just saying is these hopefully will be meaningful, or we'll change them, because I'm not happy, none of us is, with those reports and what we're all publicly being charged apparently. So we need to have information so that we can do our job. And that's all I'm saying. If this helps us get it, that's great.
If it doesn't, we will go to my meeting.
It may and it may not. You don't know until we try it.
Okay. I understand that.
Well, we're kind of not in a motion right now.
We're looking to a source for information, which I don't feel will give the information.
We'll find out. You'll hold them accountable.
Well, okay. You have more optimism than I
do. All right. Motion number four.
Just a point of clarification.
You're not on this topic. You're not on the motions at all, are you?
I could.
No, I'm not asking you to be. I'm asking that was your request to talk on a motion. If it was, I need to know. I'm understanding it was the next item on the agenda.
So I don't know. I just handled. So are we on motions for consideration?
Yes, we're on 7.
Okay.
A.
I'd be happy to speak to that.
We've already had the speakers, but if you have something specific, you can put up your hand and respond to that. That's what I'm doing right now. We want to speak. If we come to the end of it, you're welcome to. But otherwise, we still have some reports. We will start with what are we going to do next? The dashboard?
So I think
you're still on motion number 4 on this.
Yeah, we're still on 7. On 4 on this. Let's continue.
Okay. Can I just offer one thing, which is if exhausted his time, and he needs to be able to speak before the committee votes on a motion.
I don't know if that's what his request does not specify.
I understand, but I'm just trying to advise you that the public speaker has an entitlement to speak before the committee makes a decision.
I have no problem with that. Okay. I what his item is. He said next item. Well, he doesn't have an agenda, and the agenda has changed in its order.
Right.
So I did not know what his next item is.
When you decide there isn't.
Why don't you go ahead right now, and then we'll get on, because we're right in the middle of doing motions, and I'd like to get through the motions. But if you want to speak first, I'm going to give you the right to do so.
Thank you.
Opportunity.
Daniel Wright, legal counsel for Manny Quad. The committee's proactive approach and looking at the motions that you've already adopted and what you, I guess, are going to consider in a moment in terms of some of these reforms. Mr. Slauson and his subcommittee, I think, has come up with recall that I recommended to your committee that you form and have an executive committee to help you get your business done in between meetings. That's, I believe, will be very helpful to you. I'm less optimistic about this subcommittee that you just voted on, and I'm not sure about what exactly forms, but maybe I offer this for future consideration or maybe tweaking of the current motion that you just adopted. The issue was raised earlier about resources. I think, and your role, I think the fundamental way that this committee gets back to the statutory language that forms these committees, you are here to review and determine whether or not bond expenditures have been appropriate. That's one of your major roles. And you have the power to vote and issue press releases to the public to help change the course of things at the board and throughout the district. That was the power that Mr. Slauson exercised with his colleagues at LAUSD and go over and interview LAUSD Bond Oversight Committee as to their best practices to see if any of them would be applicable or useful for your role here. Finally, I want to direct you back again. Get a copy of the statute. You, district, to do your job. They cannot withhold from you the funds for what you think need to be done. And that's because your role is statutorily elevated above a lot of other things that they do. So if they tell you it's not a priority, then you tell them that it is a priority and put out a press release if they won't give you the money. Editorial gives you more power than you had before. You've been shuttled off in a corner, you've been treated like mushrooms, and you've been fed the manure. Now it's time to uncover it and move on from there. Finally, with respect to this thing about can't talk about in some general terms, but there has been a continuous claim by general counsel and others that litigation prevents them from disclosing documents to the state controller's office and to us. That's something that needs to be looked into because it's a bogus claim. And to say this, you really need outside independent legal counsel. You're entitled to it. You can direct that person. Go over and talk to LAUSD's counsel because I used to work for that law firm and I used to provide services to that committee. It can be done. And you need someone who has it. The operative term of the description of your committee is the Independent Citizens Bond Oversight Committee. Independent of what? Independent of the administration, so that you are there to verify that what. So with those thoughts, I hope that that might give you a look. I agree with the idea that your subcommittee cannot do investigations. That's why you need a staff person.
Thank you.
I don't need any more time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Okay, motion.
That the DCOC establish a procedure and format for the presentation of recommendations from the approved subcommittees, chairperson, and individual members to the DCOC for the consideration at regular meeting of the DCOC. This procedure and format shall be developed by the advisory subcommittee and is submitted to the DCOC for approval.
Basically, this is saying that any member of the committee can submit committees, et cetera. But we will have a way to present it so it can come in, it can go out and be communicated to the members prior to a meeting, et cetera. Is there any discussion of this? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion 5.
Okay, 5.
I'm giving you a voice.
It is moved that the DCOC establish a policy and procedures for making recommendations approved by the majority of the DCOC to the LACCD Board of Trustees through written resolutions. Resolution shall be presented to the DCOC by the DCOC chair person, or if not available, and or subcommittee chairperson, supported by documentation when available.
Again, it's a procedure. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed?
Okay, number 6.
Any not opposed? Okay. Motion 6.
It is moved that the Chancellor establish regular meetings at least quarterly of the representatives of the DCOC and of the LACCD Board of Trustees for updates on the bond program's achievements and future plans and procedure and policy determinations. Related to Brown Act issues.
Any discussion or discussion?
Yeah, I'd like to see something added to that about problems. Not just what our plans are and what's going on, but what kind of problems have we had and what kind of oncoming problems should we be considering in the future?
So this will be this motion by you.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you like the wording on? Is that what I'm saying right now? The updates on bond programs, achievements and future plans, problems you want in there?
Policy determinations, current and future problems.
What wording are you putting, giving to?
I'm just putting procedures and policies, and current and future problems.
And anticipated rather than future?
Anticipated, yeah, whatever. A little better language might be better. The actual problems and anticipated problems.
Current and anticipated problems.
For consideration.
Read me the motion, please. Read me the motion as you're changing it.
I didn't write it. Actually, what you said was better.
I move that the Chancellor establish regular meetings at least quarterly with the DOC and Board for updates of the bond program's achievements and future plans. I'm going to get rid of the and. Procedures and policy determinations. Anticipated problems.
Problems to be considered.
To be considered.
Or to be handled.
So could you read that again?
I can try. It is moved that I'm going to go to the place of change. For updates on the bond program's achievements and future plans, procedures and policy determinations, he said to be considered. That's awkward, but I'm not I'd like to end with problems.
Okay.
That are under consideration, if you want that would work. Period. Is there a second to this motion? Yes, Mr. Schwartz. Aye's motion. Say aye.
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 All those against? All those abstaining? One abstention.
Number 7. It is moved that the LACCD website include the LA plans. Updates when significant and revisions are made to the plans and projects completed. The website shall provide links to the DCOC committee website, listserns, DCOC agendas, minutes, approved recommendations, annual report, and other information deemed informative and public.
We're just validating. Is there...
been done by the district, and they've moved to update the the websites as well.
Would the IG be included in that?
I just can't find it.
That's a seven.
Would the IG reports be included in that?
Is that public?
Be the collective part of it?
Yeah.
Maybe we need to be more specific.
My feeling is the more general we are, the more we can put on.
Well, I'm just thinking, since that's such a very specific report we are going to be getting regularly.
IG report, you want to add IG report after annual reports, but IG reports and then other information deemed informative in public?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, after the comma on annual report, IG report, and other information deemed informative in public. For the change, please?
Mm-hmm.
Courtney?
Yes.
Would you move the change, please?
Oh, I'll make a move to make the change.
Motion. I'll second it.
And it's been seconded by Mr. Slauson. Any further discussion? All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
All those against? All those. I thank you all for your thoughts on this, and I thank the committee that worked hard on it over.
Good job.
And thank you for drafting it and redrafting it and redrafting it.
Thank God for computers. Yes.
Can you give this to someone?
I don't think we're done yet.
Okay. We revised the bottom half of this agenda. I would like to go to item number 9, KPMG Financial Audit Report. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Copy must be made available to the public.
One second.
Go ahead.
Thank you. I appreciate the time to be with you today. My name is Chris Ray. I'm an engagement partner with KPMG. Mark Tillotson is the gentleman passing around the agenda and the reports for you. What I wanted to do today was to do and result of the audit that we performed. And I know you have a lot of different things that come across your desk, so I wanted to kind of give you some perspective on what this is. But as you'll see on the agenda, statement of expenditures and bond proceeds for each of the bond measures, Proposition A, AA, and Measure J, for the year ended June 30, 2010. Okay. And our audit, we're to provide reasonable assurance that the statement of expenditures were fairly stated in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles, to test design to address the authorization existence, accuracy, presentation, and completeness of reported transactions in each of the statements of expenditures, and that they were reported in the proper period. And last but not least, look at the internal over financial reporting. The report that was ultimately issued, which you have in front of you, there were three different opinions issued. They were all unqualified opinions as it related to the statement of expenditures, the use of bond proceeds. Because the audit was done in accordance with government auditing standards, you also get another report, and that is the report on internal control over financial reporting and on compliance and other non-construction programs, statement of expenditures of bond proceeds performed in accordance with government auditing standards. And we did have exceptions as part of that report, and I'll go through those in just a minute. But one other thing to bring to your attention was that this case, a couple of weeks ago, so this is just ongoing communication of what we communicated to them. There are certain required things that every auditor needs to communicate at the end of each financial statement audit. And so the following items were communicated. One, just the qualitative aspects of accounting principles and practices. The district utilizes consistent practices that you would find within a governmental organization, so there was nothing to highlight for you. Various judgments and estimates. It's a little different because it's just over the statement of expenditures of bond proceeds, but if there were significant items, we would bring those to your attention. If there were significant audit adjustments we identified as part of the audit, we would let you know that. Corrected related to expenditures reported in the wrong period. And so we identified those for A and Measure J. The total amount was $841,000 related to those programs. It wasn't considered material to the overall. At least communicate to you that those existed. If we had disagreements with management or difficulties encountered in actually performing the audit, This would be something that we could communicate to the board, but that did not occur. If we provided management advisory services or consulting services, it did not occur as part of the bond audits. If there were significant issues that we agreed to prior to being engaged as the independent auditor, that would be something that I would identify, but that was not the case. And independence, when we completed the project, and they're still, that's something we deal with all the time. Other findings and issues, we're going to talk through some of the things that we identified. But I wanted to put it in context for you, though I've actually outlined the definitions on the handout for you to reference. The first is just a control deficiency, things that used to be called management letter comments by the in the accounting world back in the day. We had some of those, and we'll talk through those. There's also significant deficiencies. It's a design or combination of deficiencies and internal control important enough to merit attention by those charged with governance. And the last one is a material weakness and is a deficiency or combination of deficiencies and internal control such that there is a reasonable possibility that a material misstatement of the entity's financial statements will not be prevented or detected or corrected in a timely basis. And that was the level of the deficiency that we noted for. I mean, it was primarily relating to being able to summarize bond expenditures in a timely manner and ensure that they were reported in the proper period, to reconcile fiscal assets with actual expenditures being incurred, and last but not least, related to identifying conflicts. Also noted some areas for improvement that were not considered significant deficiencies or material weaknesses that we're going to communicate to you in writing. But it's more about overall program management, making sure that the expenditures in your performance auditors are consistent with your financial statement audit, and then last, just suggestions, improvements on it, and budgeting information.
It's kind of a fundamental question. This relates to the adequacy of the financial accounting. Does it relate to, I'm ready, so I don't know, funds were appropriately expended for things that are qualified under the bond requirements? For instance, if we spend $1 million on a racehorse and we accounted for it correctly, is that still okay because we're accounting the bond proceeds that allow us to do it? Is that something your report would then flag as saying you are outside the requirements of the bond?
Right, that is correct. We did not identify any racehorses as part of that. But the concept of whether it was allowable under the bond, we select a sample as part of our audit, and based on the samples that we did think that was not allowed under the bond.
What was the sample size?
What was your question?
What was
the
sample size?
Several hundred items. I don't have the exact number. Yes.
Were you the auditors at the time this $5 million overrun on the Vandy Camp project was noted later? Spent over expenditure on the actual and projected?
We've been the financial statement auditor of the district, and whether we were doing the bond audit at that time, I don't have the specific period in front of me.
I don't think whether or not you overran your budget.
That's part of my question, though, is how much instruction plans are in budgets.
The focus is definitely on what was actually spent during the year.
So you're just balancing the check.
So if somebody budgeted 80 and it went to 90 and we accounted for it correctly, that's outside the scope of your...
Yes.
But you don't notice that to us. You don't make a note to ourselves.
No, I mean, there's a schedule in the reports that actually list out the budget, mm-hmm. and so it gives some comparison to what was initially approved as part of the bond measure. But there's a number of different budgets that exist depending on whether you're looking at a project or whether you're looking at one of the colleges. That's not the focus of this audit. It takes place in the district.
Well, the third naive question... What connection does your audit have to do with the state audit? It seems to me they're very different.
The state, as I understand it, went back since the beginning of the bond programs.
Well,
this audit covered just the fiscal year ended December, for the year ended June 30, 2010. And it included sampling expenditures. My understanding, went and looked at specific projects to determine whether they were allowable or not.
But you don't seem to have part of it is
a different period that we're looking at as well.
Well, that's why I asked the question, how long you've been the auditors here, so you can't give us that answer. So have you been auditors for this program for the last 5 or 10 years?
We've been engaged to do the district's financial statement audit. The actual bond audits have I haven't personally been the... In 2007, we did the bond audits.
Which would have been till June 2006.
Is he was talking about overruns, which you've already said is not part of your purview, and some other planning issues, money being spent on projects that then were discontinued. And that's also not this has to do, if I'm putting words in your mouth, to whether or not we're accounting for things correctly, and whether or not we are spending money under the requirements of the bond issue
and accounting. Principles.
We definitely, and we know that there's areas of improvement in relation to control, so that's what we're going to begin working with the district and Bill to try to help shore those up.
If you could highlight more problems, we're not getting the information as a committee to be able to determine there are problems. I mean, if we don't hear about it, if the tree falls in the forest, so to speak, we're not going to know. And I think that rather than, most of us have gone through a lot of this stuff in the past. We're looking for problems, We're looking for the issues that we keep hearing from the public. And why are we not getting these things highlighted by you, by build staff? It's like it's the bump in the carpet, as Marv said. And I think this is where I think we're collectively very concerned. If we're going to do our jobs, we need to know.
Let's get an order on this. There's people are interrupting. I'll let you know it was only one, but now that we've got three that want to talk at the same time. I'll start with you, Richard.
Well, I just wanted to say, problems may exist factually or not factually. So if they do a report, they won't necessarily find out something that somebody just makes an accusation on. There may not be this bond program and making an accusation that there is a huge issue. And is it ISA? Is that what you go by? ESA. I just wanted to comment on the state controller's report. It wasn't a complete... the district has already refuted 90% of or more of what the controller's report said to begin with. I don't know if you saw the response from the district yet. From the state controller's report.
The response to the state audit, I don't think the district has, I don't think they...
Okay, we don't want to get into opinions right now. I want to listen to the audit.
That's the problem. I didn't want to leave that on the table. Okay.
This is a report on a financial control.
This is a financial
report.
Okay.
Finishes report. Right. Okay, it has nothing to do with management decisions. Okay.
And that was my report. It was to open it up to if you had any questions. And part of, yeah.
I just want to pick up on that. Some of the state report or audit, and you use different kinds of audit reports. Am I not correct? Let's state. Answer to your question, how come the state did this and you didn't? So you did not audit. You did audit it differently than
a period of time, right. a specific set of expenditures, and based on the test work that we performed, we issued an unqualified opinion indicating that the financials as they were presented were fairly stated in all material respects. It's definitely not a performance audit. I know that's another type of audit that your program is operating.
Was the performance audit that was passed out two meetings ago, I'm not sure what it was, something like that. Mm-hmm. You have this also. If we are going to look at the different audits, I would expect all of you to look at the performance audit as well as this audit and the other responses. So you have at least three different audits in your hand. You should be aware of. They're horribly dry meeting.
My question was, what audit does the district have that would encompass what the state did? Is that the performance audit?
The Los Adams.
Yes.
That's the one. Yes. That if you were looking and trying to compare.
And it comes to a pretty different conclusion than the state.
Okay, that's all I want.
And you have those. And I have something I'm going to propose later in the agenda related to the multiple audits that we're getting, and maybe we need to be more familiar with.
Okay. And part of the overlay, we have performance audits, we have financial audits, we have outside entities. Saying that they're auditing, it's a huge amount of information. A lot of it's very conflicting.
On your summary, you sort of financial reporting, and you've got three bullets there that talk about These deficiencies exist when the design or operation of control does not allow management or the employees in the normal course of performing their functions to prevent or detect misstatements, etc. Structure in that the bond program is decentralized and each of the colleges have a budget that is and the expenditures apparently are in part determined by the presidents. Is that in any way some of the difficulty in bringing the information together to the district's main office?
I think you are
recognizing here in
your report?
It definitely
doesn't help. You know, I mean, it's tough having different decentralized process. The main focus of ours was being able to get the information reconciled between the district and the information tracked by Build. I've been getting that in a timely manner.
Do you go into any depth at all in your report from what you've identified here on the bullets?
Sure. If you go to page 10 after the first A, the first tab A,
okay. So it's something that we need to read, but I want to read.
You bet. Yeah.
I think this is there's a bunch of questions.
All right, thank you.
And thank you for waiting sufficiently.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Maris. Go.
Thank you, members of Update to You Day on the latest activities from the Office of the Inspector General. I see you all have the updated report, and I've standardized the report so that you'll be able to see progress as we've made it through a lot of our deliverables that are coming up. There'll be summaries of investigations, and this will be a good way for you to track. So I'm referring to this document. Marlon,
it's July 2011, correct?
I think they're right behind this.
It came in your packet that was mailed to you?
Yeah, she has one. So what I will do in this format, just so that you can understand, it's brief and short to the point, so it highlights the main areas of recent activities. The first section in the introduction will talk about things that have happened and occurred since my last update to you, which was June 24th. So in this section, you'll see that we've completed 10 investigations at Board of Trustees. We've also completed and are continuing to revise our general standards and protocols, which dictate how our office manages audits and investigations, talks about confidentiality, how we handle the standards that we use for auditing and investigations. Now, in the audit and review section, this is the log of all the audits with the dates that they will be completed and the percentage complete. This mirrors the annual work plan. So you will note that the third item in that first table is the audit of selection of construction contractors. That is actually completed. We are distributing copies today to the chancellor, and we'll be forwarding copies to you. I'll work through World and just make sure that you get copies of this on how the district selects construction contractors for both formal bids, which are sealed bids that come in, and the design build program.
Are we also going to get copies of your audits on 1 and 2?
You actually have that already. The first one is an analysis we did process for the VandeKamp project that was a litigation analysis.
Yes.
That one is privileged. The second one, you did get a copy of the expenditure review, which you noted that we indicated you were $5 million. They were $5 million overspent.
Right. Okay.
And you will see that you will be getting in the next 2 months several other. The IG's office for the first 8 or 9 months has been on the investigation side. As you can see, we've completed 10 investigations because that was where the priority was.
I keep hearing statements made about roofs coming off and upside down water heaters. I keep hearing comments being made about roofs coming off and upside down water heaters and dangerous conditions and that sort of thing. Have you been able to determine whether or not there are outstanding list finalization on projects that you think are material?
We've not conducted any investigations in that area. So the priority has been on the investigations are the whistleblower calls that we get that we feel are immediately need our attention, and a lot of report. Those are what the focus has been. Now, every day we get a whistleblower call or two. So
Are they related to quality? Sorry for interrupting.
We haven't, to be honest with you, we haven't received any related to the work, the quality of the work.
Is that eventually going to be part of what you do, especially, I look at it, this audit of selection of contractors. If we have problems with contractors, where you think, Dan, how do we handle quality deficiency? Is it overblown? I mean, I know what a punch list is. When a project is finished before it's done with punch list, it looks like a disaster, but once punch list is done, look where we are on that.
What we can do, if there's an area that you feel needs to be needs my attention, and we need to, I would suggest that we look at, since we're starting to put together the year two work plan on what I'm going to look at, that could be an area that you set as a priority. And then together with the chancellor and the board, we come up with the list of things that I'm going to actually audit. And that may be one that we could audit.
Well, that allegation keeps being made. Places falling down, that our construction is going to last 18 months tops. You know, people are at risk, deaths all over the place. I haven't heard of people dying yet, but I'd like to know that somebody investigated that.
Well, and I also encourage anyone to use the whistleblower or come and talk to me directly. The door is open instances, so then we can follow up. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I know you can't be everywhere, but I think your statement kind of bothers me a little bit. I don't want us to come to you and say, we think we have a problem here. We want you to come to us, or at least I want you to come to me and say, within your purview of putting your nose to the grindstone, so to speak, problems, and you're making us aware of problems. And I think that's the role you should be playing, not waiting for us to come back and say, gee, I don't know, I drove by that school the other day and the chimney was upside down. I mean, it's not going to happen, I'm looking for you to come to us.
Bob, I just wanted to mention, I wanted to be sure that the DCOC members understand that the workload and the work plan for the IG has been set by the Board of Trustees. The only diversion from that comes through day-to-day ongoing issues that arise, or as you've noted. So I think the ability to scan the horizon for potential conflicts is compromised first by the board's expectation that the elements of the work plan that they've dictated to the IG are addressed. Indeed, recently we did redirect Christine away from that plan to a couple of investigations, and she spent several weeks on those and let everything else drop. So I wouldn't want you to leave the meeting thinking, sure, oh, we've got to serve it up. But it's in that context of a formal approved work plan that she, you know, spends her time. So like with most things, there's a reasonableness. That's the darn thing about it, is that it's hard to accomplish all those ends and still be sort of a vigilant watchdog.
Which I understand. And I think that maybe, again, because of our independence, maybe we need to demand from the Board of Trustees as a committee that we have those kind of investigations.
I'd like that group to be more involved in the work plan that gets adopted for the next year.
There you go. Yeah,
yeah, and I mean that motion, the one we spent a lot of time talking about, basically takes care of that.
Right. And I have, believe it or not, unless you say something.
I don't believe it.
I know Mark doesn't believe it. We've been on board together too many times. When there's a problem like this, $5 million problem, it really concerns me, because it isn't that you find a problem or somebody comes up with a $5 million problem. That problem is systemic of something else. It's systemic people running programs. And to me, in your investigations, are you going to get into the competency of the people making the decisions, the organizational structure behind these decisions? Because, I mean, on the outside, I see this whole bill organization and this reporting system has got to be a wreck. Okay? And I would love to see an organizational chart sometime, a functional organization chart to fill up that whole wall that shows me feeling we got a lot of finger pointing and it's your job and, oh, you didn't tell me and I didn't tell you. And I think that having run corporations, big companies, if I saw a problem like that, there'd be heads fired all over the place. And there's got to be people behind that $5 million.
Well, that's something that we will do as part of the committee and asking her for. We're running out of time.
I can respond to that specifically because one of the things that we are recommendation, and you'll notice in the Vandekamp report, there was a lot of recommendations made as to how we would financially reconcile projects. That has been an ongoing process that both the CFO's office and Build has been taking on. I'm going to be proactive in making sure that every recommendation that I have made within a 6 or 12 month period has a result to the progress they've made. And then that is what I will start reporting to you. So there will always be a follow-up.
That's great.
How big is your organization? How many people?
We here at the district, we have 4 full-time people. We also have 2 full auditing firms and an investigation site. They don't sit here in the office, but I pull them in, and they work from independent
office. How are you doing this job? Because this is a big job.
It is a big job. And to be honest, there was a lot waiting for me to get here. So we're sort of working through that pile. But one other thing that I want you to be informed. I know the investigation reports are confidential because they contain a lot of details. But what we've created is a public summary. Our mandate requires to create a public summary so that we're starting to release public summaries of the 10 investigations that we've done. It will be done at my discretion because some investigations are done. There's still some investigations that are ongoing, and we don't want to prejudice an ongoing investigation. But through the Chancellor's office, we will figure out a way to get you copies of public summaries as they're starting.
Summary, should we be part of that preliminary process?
Yes.
As opposed to just finding out when the LA Times finds out?
I agree. You will have to work through that protocol. We haven't released any yet. What we've given you in here is an actual summary of some of the investigations. Mm-hmm. What I reckon here that I've included on the information on some of the completed investigations. And then if you have questions, we can address it maybe at the next meeting.
Okay. May I ask for something that many of you already have, but some do not? What is your website for office as well as your phone number? So if any of these committee people want to speak with you, because it's not on here. When you give a report, it would help if you just kind of put that in there as a reminder to people when you're reading if they have a question. Because they may not have it at their fingertips. So
what we'll do, we'll have Laurelyn email you the contact information.
Okay. So okay, and when you submit a Gantt and Reads it and they have a question, they can call you and get an answer to it, please.
But direct line to you through whistle phone.
I do know there is a direct line to me and from my office, so we'll make sure that you have
this
that.
This way, when it comes to us, we appreciate it. All right. Sorry to interrupt you.
That's right. So briefly, let's see how much time do we have.
15 minutes.
So moved. Second.
All those in favor of an extension of 15
Aye.
Minutes? Aye. All against? Abstaining? Okay. Thank you. Go ahead.
I want to touch on a couple investigations that we've completed because you will be hearing more information about it. It sort of relates to the audit on the selection of contractors, but we have done 2 to 3 investigations on allegations of coercion during the design-build process. In other words, how the contractor was selected through a selection panel scoring of different projects. And we have reason to believe that the way that the system this has been run is that it lends itself to not being as fully fair and unbiased as it could be. We have information that there's been some heavy lobbying by certain selection committee members that may have biased the selection, but we have no refutable evidence of any collusion or underlying motives of related parties. We've made recommendations to Build LACCD, to the program management, who have agreed to adjust their program. There's some details about that in the audit report that you'll be getting. So we've made some corrections to how we can make sure that the design-build process is fair and unbiased in moving forward. And I think that has been, it's been a joint effort from our office and the program manager's office, and I get a lot of trust back into the process. There's no evidence of wrongdoing. But definitely there's been an open place for it.
I mean, if you smell a rat, that could be almost enough evidence. In this office.
Okay, let's move on.
To get started, I mean, not to prove it, anyway.
I don't know, with all the allegations that are thrown around smoking rooms.
Exactly.
Well, just one comment from a lot of experience. The whole design-build process lends itself. Once you get away from the design-bid-build process, you are leaving yourself open to what have you. And it is, you need an honest board. I believe we have an honest board here to make sure that that does not happen, and a chancellor who is on top of it as well, to make sure that that kind of collusion behind the scenes doesn't happen.
Okay,
but
gentlemen,
we have moved away from that from the design bid build process, where you have secret, sealed bids opened in public, and the low bidder gets the job. And that's why I'm sure you're investigating.
Well, and I have to say that in having reviewed the design build process, LACCD does set the standard for having the most of these types of design build projects have gone through procurement. It's my opinion that the program has been very well run, and there's just certain tweaks that we need to do to ensure that there's no bias present. Next. We have several billing of one of our consultant contracts, and we're in the process of recovering that money and returning some equipment that was purchased through bond funds, as well as some cost software that was procured through a master procurement agreement that we believe is an anomaly, but was we paid a lot more for it than if we had gone directly to the vendor. That doesn't mean to say that that is prevalent in the program at all. In year two is how the district uses master procurement agreements and to really show where the value has been and if we need to make any changes to that process.
Okay. Is that it?
That's it.
I'd like to let my comments to me in just like another minute because we've got stuff to do.
I have a question. I don't know what board rule 17300 is in regard on page 2, the summary of OIG investigation activity that are released. The board receives your full report.
The board
of trustees.
Board rule is our mandate. It gives us our authority and power and talks about the how some of the protocols on how the office will manage confidentiality.
So it's our trustee board.
Yes.
So the full reports are given to the Board of Trustees. In closed session?
The answer is not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
Depending on the sensitivity of the report.
Yeah.
They do get
copies. May or may not qualify as a closed session item discussion.
Well, the reason I was asking is, since this is an oversight committee of the entire bond program, of the full report, I know we might receive it in closed session. As the Board of Trustees do, but a summary does not do this committee much good in fulfilling its obligation.
The summaries are very detailed. I would say that, in my opinion, it would have enough information for you to know exactly what happened and what we're doing about it. I think maybe we start there and maybe revisit it after you've seen some of the public summaries.
But does that mean we can't have it? The premise of the investigular exception under Government Code Section 6254 for exceptions in public records. Every piece of paper in the district's possession is presumed a public record unless it fits within a special exception. And exceptions. The farther you spread material, the less likely you are to be able to say, assert its confidentiality.
No, I do understand that concept, yeah. But what I'm just asking.
The other side of a bond oversight committee, and we don't get information, it is exactly the kind of thing the public likes to jump on and say, you guys are mushrooms.
Right. I hear you and I respect your concern. I think that Christine providing you a public summary, letting you see if that provides you with sufficient detail. This my office will revisit it, but I will tell you that there is an area and that it has to be addressed.
It looks bad, though.
Yeah, I agree with him.
So do I.
I think we want to suggest that we have further discussion about this?
We have to.
All right. Thank you.
And one of the first things would be, is it legal or not? If it's illegal.
Well, that's what I'd say. It forces us.
Like, we need more stuff.
Well, and the other things, too, is the protection. That is one of my mandates, and we want to make sure that that stays confidential.
I don't think that's
an issue. Well, you could say whistleblower A. That's no problem. I don't think that's. But I mean,
I think the concern is that they would like a more comprehensive than a quick summary of private or whatever you want to call them, so that we have a little better knowledge of what's going on. I think that is something that maybe we will discuss with you along the way to get a better understanding of what would make us sufficiently knowledgeable to
involve a cover.
And I have a counterpoint to that, and that is if it's already in the Inspector General's purview. Okay, the issue is already being attended. Okay, so why do we need to know, how it's getting resolved?
Well, the comment I wanted to make is I think a lot of trust building has to happen.
Sorry.
I think we feel very, and we need to have, as I say, trust again built up. That isn't there. And so let's just deal with the fundamental issue.
Well, that was the comment I was going to make after Mark made his statement, which I agree with half of it. The second half is the trust. I mean, I'm not gonna rely on her to nation.
Well, if you don't rely
she'll,
on her,
she'll filter.
Okay.
I don't want it filtered though.
Hold on. If you don't rely on her, then you have the motion that you just passed to get money from the board, okay, to go do your own investigation.
No, I rely on her, but I won't get
or
no trust.
Or communicate with the board that we
already passed that.
We've got a way to do it now.
Well, could I just ask our counsel to try to see, I've been involved in a situation before, boards involved in litigation, all kinds of other things, and they have worked out ways for those board members who wanted to review documents to review them. And I would like to be able to, is able to review any document that we want.
You think it's pertinent?
If you can figure out a way to do it, that would be very helpful.
I'll be happy to come back with you after I've tried to look at the issue.
I
give you satisfaction, but I will be happy to take a good look at the issue. I absolutely respect the concerns that you've expressed here, and I understand your point of view. I understand your desire to ensure that you're doing your appropriate due diligence in your work. See what I can come back with.
Let's see.
Thank you.
I don't want to see us forced to have to get our own counsel in order to understand what you're saying and go back and forth and argue this. By the way.
That is on my mind as well, which is if I were to come back to you and say no, that I would guilty of having an outside counsel advise you on that issue.
Exactly.
And so as I've told you before, I do try to pay attention to the potential conflicts of interest that occur.
Is there anything else to ask, Christine? Dr. La Vista, you're up.
Thank you.
Thanks, Christine.
Well, good afternoon, all.
Good afternoon.
Let me say first that I do have a couple of comments in the way they report. So a few personal comments. One to, first of all, if I may introduce Steve Barris, who's one of our newest board members, who has agreed to join this group as the board's representative. So welcome, Steve. Mona Field, whom you may still attend these meetings, given her interest. And before I came, did you meet Nabil? Were you introduced before?
No.
Nabil Abu Ghazala is the new president of West LA College.
Oh.
And hurrah, hurrah, after you met both of these folks. I guess a final personal comment I'd make, and I think it might have more gravitas if I knew all of you better, but I wanted to be sure to convey it anyway. And this maybe is a kind of this long overdue. I want some of the fire you've been under. Going back to the February, March LA Times articles, the ongoing, acidic comments you hear from public individuals in this meeting criticizing your works. Recently, the results of the state auditor's report, which had some negative comments about your work. I wanted to certainly communicate to you that I sure appreciate what you're doing. And I'm glad that sort of a whole dependence on where we have been, and instead a recognition of that and an interest in moving forward. That's done through the involvement of new members. Mark, congratulations. Happy Advisory Board. Back when I came in on the tail end of that report that Richard was making. You know, very proactive, positive, forward-looking steps to improve the DCOC. I know you're aware of the work that Tom and I are doing with Nancy, and we'll continue to provide you with that direct support. How about, in terms of the brief time I have, I know you've been a long while. Nancy may already have mentioned this. I hope if you haven't, I'm not stealing your thunder, but the Building Program Review Panel, which I've been working with since April, or the 22nd, that will be followed in the following month, in October, in a joint meeting between the panel and our Board of Trustees leadership. Again, they're reaching out to touch important constituent groups before their they have made a tentative decision, by the way, to complete their work in October. So a final product for my review should be available late October, early November. The second thing, that old fit is sitting on the table as of this morning's editorial. The second thing I just want to make some brief comments here. I would be happy to meet with you in a separate session if you want to talk about the state controller's audit. I'm really not characterizing myself as a person in a defensive mode, but I just sort of take your own counsel, go to the website, read the report, read the management response, look at the respective presentations that were made to a board special meeting last week by the auditors and by me, yourselves. You know, give some thought to that old adage of, you know, one is entitled to his own opinions, but not his own facts. And I tell you that not to be defensive, because as you saw, we agreed with many of the findings in that audit. But the plain and simple truth, indeed, several were pointed out to the office before the final report was issued and they were ignored. So I see you as critical friends. So I want to engage you in this topic. And all I ask is that a good knowledge base. And that's why I'm saying, please, look at these reports. And Nancy, I know we didn't talk about this previously. I thought about it after our meeting. But, again, I'm happy to meet.
6:15 by that last night.
Happy to meet with all of the committee or a number of them, a subcommittee. If you don't have the facts at your disposal, you can't do your job. So I don't know, again, with the time we have, I was wanted to give a fuller report. I'm happy to answer any questions, but failing that and giving your time schedule, meet with you on this very controversial issue at your pleasure.
We're almost at time. We've got 3 minutes. I would like to request the group to come from you. I would like for us to meet somewhat in response to Issa's comment. Is that we meet on either the 29th or 30th of September. Those are that's a fifth week, a Thursday, Friday, so it's not time irregular. As a special meeting to the audit, the different audits, et cetera, we have at least 3-4 reports. That the only purpose of that meeting as a committee is to have reviewed the reports ourselves personally and come in and give a certain amount of time to discuss them so that we all is. Would anyone move that we have a special meeting? It would be a open meeting because it would be all of us, but it would be a special purpose. It wouldn't be a regular agenda.
It's Thursday the 29th?
Either Thursday the 29th or Friday the 30th.
No way of doing it in September?
Huh?
Oh, I did say I'm September. Thinking October.
Because we don't meet again until October, and that seems like a long time, and this would give us four or five weeks.
So move the 29th.
The 29th
of September.
It's not good for you? That's right, you're going to be gone.
No, I'll be here, but I'm just not available.
What about Friday?
Friday I can do.
How about Friday the
30th? You're saying the idea is that we would take the existing investigative reports, of which there are 400 million pages, and we would try to reconcile
not that
information.
Or just try to have an understanding of what they say.
Do we already have them?
Yes, we do have them, but if you don't...
The operational audit and the financial audit.
Their audit, the construction audit, the bond program performance audit, and the financial audit we just got.
Can we make it 1 o'clock?
Time you want. Can the majority, the people that are here now, could they be here on Friday the 30th at 1 o'clock?
Sure.
All right, I would like to propose that. Is there anybody against this meeting?
And that's a two-hour meeting?
A two-hour meeting.
Okay.
1 o'clock on Friday, the 31st, and the only purpose is to go over the reports, and I'll try to be more specific in those coming back to you and mention the reports. If any of you are missing that reports, we can get them from Lori.
I don't know that I have the other two other than the one you just got today.
Yeah, I had to dig back in my notes. So just to finish, and then we have some reports here. We're at the extension of our time. We either have to adjourn or somebody has to move.
10 more minutes.
How many?
10 more minutes.
10 more minutes.
I'll second.
Motion to second for 10 more minutes. All those approve? All right. All right. Dr. Levy, see anything else?
Only that I'm happy to answer questions about either of those topics that I've touched on during the meeting.
Is the Vandekamp litigation down to just the adequacy of the EIR?
Coalition has filed an appeal on one of the dismissed CEQA cases. And there is still, the time has not run for the filing of an appeal on one of the taxpayer cases. So those two are still, they're still sort of open in a broader way. And the Vandekamp CEQA case is set for trial on September 8th.
One question. So on Vandekamp, somebody here said that the campuses, there's no one on the campus. Is that
correct? So, only 3 courses scheduled to be taught there this fall. A number of them are 6-week courses, but there are about 23 courses that are scheduled to be taught directly by the college, as well as the high school is present in the new building, the bakery building, with a set of sublessees to the City of LA, as well as the Worksource Center. Operation for City College.
So the high school's still there.
Yes,
it's vacation period.
Yeah. So the City College is there with both the assistance they can handle and its Worksource Center operations are there, and the idea was so that they would be able to work collaboratively with the other Worksource Center people that are there.
The other thing you might be interested to know, just from the management, working with the LA City College president to begin work in this fiscal year to transition the responsibility for that center back to LA City College and out of the district. And that's something I think that we will work on together and, you know, see consultation. But the, you know, the district office should not be in the way of the district that runs the satellite center or extension case, whatever you call it.
I have a question. It's something Don and I talked about a couple of meetings back.
Yeah.
And when she first came in, I was trying to bring her up to date a little bit about what's happening.
Yeah.
I was having some informational meetings where you bring up knowledge and you explain a little bit more how the organization works, such as I was suggesting before. I'd love to see an organization chart so I think we can see how all the inner workings are of the colleges, how everybody reports to everybody else. I think that would give us some foundation within which these decisions are all made, and probably also the structure where the problems exist.
And I also think it would make us understand right off the bat and get down to work and be able to...
That could be one subject.
Okay,
you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, we only have a few minutes left. He still has a report to do, and I think there's a lot of concurrence in what you're talking about, but it really isn't something we
but
need to...
But that is also a part of the problem I have, because we do not have time to talk about
the concurrence of the members of the committee, and some of these people have to get back to work.
Or look for an excuse not to.
Okay, I'm going to pass out some stuff for you to take in with you. The dashboard report, it's in the process of being updated. It'll have more information about budget. One of the things that you've requested is, where's the budget at? How are we preparing the budget? So we're going to put some more information on there. This is a presentation that you can read through. And if you have questions, we can also maybe answer those on the 30th if you'd like. The next thing that I'm handing out is a series. It's got the green on the sheets, and it's actually the LEED certification levels for the different buildings that we have. So you can take a look at that. And then the last thing I'm going to hand out here is a project update. As far as where we're at in different projects and different campuses. You requested that we hand out things that are, and let you know where we're at with some of the projects that aren't going right. And we have one contractor that went default. Another contractor has now gone default. And we are in the process of working on that. So this letter.
So just on that, on the last topic that Tom mentioned, we've reported before, and when you search for good news, bad news, insights, we're often running out of time, and we kind of get bumped quite often on that report. But in the past, we reported on debarment concerns, surety takeover actions, things like that. We've given those reports in the past. Oftentimes, we get run out of time by the time we get those reports. This indicates, you'll see on the front, bad news. And good news, this has to do, you can do the reading for the detail because we're short on time, but it has to do with some surety issues.
And then there's another piece that's going around, and you've seen this piece before. This is just our bid activity, so you'll have one of those too this more current.
Is it possible to get these in advance?
Yes, some of them.
Do in advance?
Yes, you can, and if you have to get the dues in the packet also.
Yes.
In your, what I call, exceptions report, things are going badly. Could we find out about ongoing quality issues with existing construction past punch lists?
We can grab any kind of full audit. This is a sampling of issues that we're going that we could agendize to discuss as an example, but we can cover topics of that nature also.
Okay. That would be helpful, I think.
I have a question on your dashboard. I was trying to reconcile as I'm reaching around for the papers. Reconcile this $4.9 million deficit on the Vandecamp project with your dashboard showing a $1 million deficit actuals. Why is there such a discrepancy in numbers? Also, it shows a $68 million. And this one's talking $80 million.
Yes, the dashboards in the past have just shown the construction budget, not the total budget.
There's a lot of acquisition costs.
So that's one of the things that you requested. You know, is that you want to know what the total project cost is, and that's what we're improving, and that's one of the things you'll start to see.
So in a revised dashboard report, it'll reflect this $4.9 million loss?
It should.
And you can't, it is not bond proceeds.
Right.
It was a special state thing before.
Many of the construction projects have other state fund or federal fund that has been piled on top to make it go, like the libraries and some of the institutions.
Right.
And there's some special funding that is not tax supported.
So maybe we need to have asterisks and all that stuff explaining. You just want to see bond money.
Isn't this?
Yeah, our responsibility is bond.
I know.
So the next report will include the reconciliation that the OIG report includes that reconciles the $68 million budget here versus the expenditures we've done at the district level. We are still sitting in those books, and we are in the process of reconciling that part. So
okay.
We'll see that.
Good. Thank you.
If there is nothing else, we are past our time.
So moved. I'll second.
Okay. Yes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Audience? Have a nice weekend.
Thank you, Nancy. Nice job.